The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air. You got the cinema.
Hello everyone, this is Ted for Lounging at the Gecko, telling you what's on at the Gecko Theatre in Motueka between the 13th and 19th of March. So let's start with the film that is finishing this week, and it is the action epic drama William Tell. Set in 14th century Switzerland, a once peaceful hunter leads his people to rebellion after his family and country are threatened by a tyrannical Austrian king. It is rated M for violence, and two screenings left. That's on Saturday the 15th at 6 p.m. and on Sunday the 16th at 2 p.m. We have two films starting this week. Very excited to bring you the winner of Best Animated Feature Film at both the 82nd Golden Globes and the 97th Academy Awards, making it, by the way, the first Latvian film to receive an Oscar. It is the animated film Flow. Before telling you a bit more about this, let's listen to an interview with the director when he won the Golden Globes a couple of months ago.
Congratulations. This is a huge, huge win. What inspired you to create this story?
My cat, my dog, my own life, I don't know. It's a very personal story, so it's about kind of learning stuff about myself, about kind of learning how to collaborate and how to trust others, and these amazing producers trusted us, and we were only 24 when we started this film, and for some reason, I don't know why people trusted us. We had no idea what we were doing, and so I think it's important to kind of trust filmmakers,
You're going somewhere with that. Now, what was the choice that you made to not have any dialogue? Did you think that the silence spoke more than words?
Yeah, all the films I've done are without dialogue, so for me that's kind of easier, actually. And I think without dialogue we can make a more visual film. We can have the animals behave like animals, not like people. I think they're so funny, they're so interesting. And we haven't seen something like this before, so I think it's fresh, and we can use the camera, the music, and everything in a much bigger way, so that was really exciting for us.
You mentioned seeing yourself in the black cat. In what ways are you like the black cat?
Well, I'm a bit stubborn, grumpy. I like to do things my own way, but the cat actually does learn to trust others and work together, so I think I also learned that.
That's amazing. What's the next adventure for the black cat?
Well, I like telling original stories, so I'm not going to make a sequel next, but I'm going to make a new personal animated film. But it's something completely different. I want to challenge myself and do something I've never done.
Maybe it's the dog?
maybe.
And that was the director of the excellent animated film Flow, which, let me tell you actually what the storyline is, because I forgot to tell you that before the interview. The world seems to be coming to an end, teeming with the vestiges of human presence. Cat is a solitary animal, but as its home is devastated by a great flood, he finds refuge on a boat populated by various species and will have to team up with them despite their differences. In the lonesome boats, sailing through mystical overflowed landscapes, they navigate the challenges and dangers of adapting to this new world. This adventure fantasy animation is rated G, runs for 85 minutes, and the director is from Latvia, but it was co-produced with France and Belgium. Flow starts at the Gecko on Thursday the 13th at 4:30. It plays on Friday at 7 p.m., on Saturday at 3 p.m., and on Sunday at 4:30. This is the first week. It will be on for at least another two. Also starting this week, polar opposite, like a million miles away from the great animation Flow, is the French dark comedy Lucky Winners. The chance of winning the lottery is 1 in 19 million, less likely than being struck by lightning, they say. But for the characters of Lucky Winners, this dream quickly turns into an explosive and hilarious nightmare. This rollercoaster of a black comedy explores themes of sudden fortune and its unexpected consequences. An all-star ensemble cast brings this thrilling tale to life. Keep in mind it is rated M for violence, offensive language, sexual references, and suicide. Lucky Winners premieres on Thursday the 13th at 6:30, same time on Friday, then at 5 p.m. on Saturday the 15th, and two screenings on Sunday the 16th at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Now keep in mind, Lucky Winners, well, not everyone is going to find it funny. Some people will probably even find it absolutely not funny. I'm kind of in the middle. I definitely did laugh a few times, but I wouldn't call it a belly laugh comedy. However, I really appreciate the social commentary on, let's just say, what money does to people, or how money reveals the true characters of people. Quite clever. So lucky winners, I've already told you the time of those screenings, so let's move on to the next film that is continuing this week. It's the charming little documentary Every Little Thing, directed by New Zealand Sally Aitken. This documentary has won many awards, especially at the Dog Play Festival. It follows Los Angeles resident Terry Massier, who nurses the many hummingbirds who fall out of the environment. In nesting season, she takes hundreds of calls from people who found traumatized mothers and chicks. Director Aitken follows Terry as she goes through her meticulous, time-consuming routine of feeding and grooming her fragile child. In caring for hummingbirds, Terry finds a graceful way through her own traumas. Every Little Thing is screening every day we are open this week, so that's on Thursday at 4, on Friday at 5, on Saturday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday the 16th of March at 6:30 p.m. And finally on our screen this week is the excellent true story drama Sing Sing. Divine G, played by Coleman Domingo, imprisoned at Sing Sing for a crime he didn't commit, finds purpose by acting in a theater group alongside other incarcerated men, including a wary newcomer, played by Clarence Macklin, in this stirring true story of resilience, humanity, and the transformative power of art, starring an unforgettable ensemble cast of formerly incarcerated actors. Sing Sing screens on Thursday the 13th of March at 6 p.m, Friday the 14th at 4:30, 7 p.m. on Saturday, and at 5 p.m. on Sunday the 16th of March. This one is rated M for offensive language. Now, if you want to place a booking or inquire regarding private screenings, please email gecko.theatre@extra.co.nz. Same email address for any film request, or if there's something on your radar that we might not be aware of, please just let me know and I will try my best to bring it to our screen. Talking of bringing to our screen, in a week time, on Thursday the 20th of March, we will have the premiere of The Rule of Jenny Penn. This film was filmed in New Zealand. It stars John Lithgow and Geoffrey Rush. Confined to a secluded rest home and trapped with his stroke-ridden body, a former judge, played by Geoffrey Rush, must stop an elderly psychopath, played by John Lithgow, who employs a child's puppet to abuse the home residents, with deadly consequences. Stephen King has called it one of the best movies I've seen this year. Also looking ahead to next week, we will be having our two screenings of Exhibition on Screen, Dawn of Impressionism, Paris 1874, which tells the story of the birth of Impressionism. And the story is told not by historians and curators, but in the words of those who witnessed the dawn of Impressionism, the artists, press, and people of Paris in 1874. Tickets are $25, and we do recommend to book. At this point, we still have plenty of seats, but I suspect this week we'll get a lot more sold. So if you don't want to miss out, email gecko.theatre@extra.co.nz and reserve your seats. And on the following weeks, so that will be the 27th of March, we'll have two films starting, two new releases. The Return, starring Ralph Fiennes and Juliette Binoche, in this gritty retelling of Odysseus' return home from war. And also on the 27th of March, we will start, based on a true story, Bonhoeffer, Pastor, Spy, Assassin. As the world teeters on the brink of annihilation, Dietrich Bonhoeffer joins a deadly plot to assassinate Hitler, risking his faith and fate to save millions of Jews. And that's probably all I have time to tell you. There are more films coming up. We actually have quite a lot of films coming. Very excited to confirm we will be screening Project 51 early in April, The Hermit of Trig, The King of Kings is just in time for Easter holiday, school holiday, which is an animation, and many more. So we look forward to you next week at The Gecko. That's all I have time to tell you about for now. Look forward to seeing you at The Gecko. That's over in Motueka on Heart Lane. Once again, gecko.theatre@extra.co.nz for all bookings and inquiries. Look forward to your visit. Bye for now. You got
the cinema. The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community Access Media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.